All right, welcome back to it. It is a Monday here on the program. Good to have you here. Looking for some good news from the White House, despite everything that's going on. As I mentioned there with Professor Sachs, on Wednesday of this week, the president will sign the USMCA trade agreement at the White House. The signing will come in the middle of the Senate trial determining whether he should be convicted and removed from office. But the USMCA is a good deal for everybody. Wall Street has embraced this for sure. Wall Street has found this to be a particularly attractive deal, as have Republicans and Democrats. Now, the agreement's prospects were uncertain at one time as to whether or not the farmers of America would have what they needed here, and manufacturers and factories and so forth. The president spending the last several days tweeting and retweeting defense of himself, of course, as the House impeachment managers argue that he abused his power and so forth. But as all of that goes on, phase one of the China deal gets put together. The USMCA gets put together. It's going to be signed, like I said, on Wednesday. It's basically NAFTA 2.0. NAFTA 2.0, which means that it's going to upgrade something and update something that's been there for 25 years. And what's really key about USMCA is that we were told, the president was told, you can't fix that. You don't have the ability to upgrade that. You don't have the ability to move that forward. And in fact, he got it done. It promotes peaceful trade relations. It will change car industry rules as well. And this is at a time when Mexico and the U.S. have been, I don't know, at odds over where manufacturing should take place when it comes to automobiles. The USMCA would ensure stricter rules of origin for cars made and sold in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, including a requirement that 75% of automotive components be produced within the three-nation trading bloc for companies to sell duty-free. That's up from 62.5% under the NAFTA rules. That means three-quarters of the components of a brand-new car have to be manufactured in Mexico or Canada or the U.S. Otherwise, you're going to pay extra money. The agreement also requires that more than 40% of auto content be made by workers inside the trade bloc who earn at least $16 an hour, a living wage. That's about three times the current average hourly pay for Mexican workers as of 2018. Labor advocates, including unions and U.S. automakers, pushed the deal because what it means for unions is you can't run south of the border to Mexico and hire people at $5 an hour that you've got to pay $25 an hour for in the United States. Therefore, it creates a stronger position for the union to maintain its power. That's why they're interested in that. Make no mistake. It will protect farmers, will the USMCA. Canada and Mexico are at the top two export markets for U.S. food and agricultural products. $40 billion last year. $40 billion last year. Some 325,000 jobs tied directly to that. So this is a huge deal. So you've got the China deal, phase one, USMCA, plus the Japan deal, the South Korea deal, and soon the UK deal. The president has put together all of these incredible trade deals that I don't think anybody else could have done. I don't think that anybody else could have put this trade deal together. It also strengthens labor and environmental standards. The USMCA mandates inspections of factories suspected of labor violations. And that was key to winning the support of unions. But think about this. The number of people working in America today that are members of a union has fallen all the way to 10%. 1 in 10 now in a union. But it still has some power. And when it comes to digital trade rules, the agreement adds rules for digital trade and other technologies, most of which didn't exist when NAFTA was signed in 1994. The USMCA requires the free flow of data among the three countries, potentially setting a precedent for U.S. pacts with other countries. That, according to some notations from the Wall Street Journal. And as I mentioned there with the professor, these deals have Wall Street in a very good mood because Wall Street's looking out 6 months, 8 months, 12 months, And the numbers are terrific. We're on our way to 30,000 for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The NASDAQ on the way to 9,500, maybe 10,000. The point being is they expect completely that Donald Trump will be reelected and that these policies will continue, because if they thought that it was going to be Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, none of that would have an impact on any of this. All right. So meanwhile, the president has an 83% approval rating, as I mentioned, with America's farmers. And again, this is a group of people. This is a group of people that have taken it on the chin in some regards. I mean, these tariffs and so forth have cost farmers money. I've talked to them myself personally. They realize that the tariffs have cost them money when it comes to the cost of soybeans that was depressed, the cost of corn that was depressed, other food grains, the price was depressed because of the tariffs. And they hung in there because they said, we believe this president is fighting for us. We believe this president is going to bat for us. And even prior to USMCA or the China deal or the South Korea deal or the Japan deal, all of which include provisions for agricultural exports, before that, 83% of America's farmers stood with Donald Trump. That number is going to go higher. That number is going to go much higher in the days and weeks to come, certainly after the USMCA is signed on Wednesday. And then immediately thereafter, the president is going to visit Michigan again. He was in Michigan in December, and he's going to be he was in Michigan the day that he was impeached. I was at the rally in Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, excuse me. And he's going to be in Michigan again, first time in 2020. He's going to be talking about the USMCA. He's going to be talking about everything that he's doing for the American farmer and the American manufacturer. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so